Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. An hour ago, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo-hoo. Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello, friends. Life after a lockup in the his house. What do
to
we
the
think?
Person who's waiting for Stan's picture, it's coming. I'm sorry, I didn't forget about you.
Oh yeah, new Fight Club, guys. It's
really situation. It is really a accoutrement to the show. I can't stop thinking about it when I'm watching the show.
Oh, when you're watching, okay, your tweet killed me. Police in the workout outfit. You're like the latest Fabletics ambassador. I loved that. I love her. There is a hustle that I sincerely appreciate out of Lisa, which is she's walking out in her $90 leggings, telling him it's because she's working out and she needs a computer for school and it's school and her health. It's like she's really prioritizing the important things in life, you know?
If he's really making 100 grand sitting on his little ass,
give her some money.
She can afford a freaking workout outfit.
I love her saying I could go fuck billionaires if I wanted to.
What billionaire is he going to go fuck? And she's giving him, I just gave him diarrhea medication.
Oh, how about that prison cocktail? We just take NyQuil and Vicks Vapor Rub. And
oh my God.
Honestly, Vicks Vapor Rub
is quite something. Yes.
You know, it's probably a bit of a high.
Put some Vicks Vapor Rub on your feet. That's what they say.
Oh,
it smells so good. That's what they say. I don't want that shit on my feet.
They say. Oh God. I think
it seemed very staged. This scene, this whole episode seemed very staged to me.
You know, the Brittany and Marcelino stuff seemed very staged.
Very 100%.
Like I did
like a second conversation that it happened. They missed it. They retaped it.
It did feel that way because just the way that her friend came in and then rolled out and was like, oh, well, let me know if we need to roll up on Robert. Like that was
who would do that?
Even
nobody
her face. It felt like they fake. Were like, you got to film this because we didn't see it happen. You know?
Yeah. Maybe that really did happen, but they Marcelino and her calmed down the next day. They reshot it and she came back over.
See, this is also my issue with Deontay and Nicole. He happens to be filming with Derek when she calls him. Do you know what I mean? Like all of that.
Our episode's gonna be 10 minutes long. Really, I hated the episode.
I didn't hate it. I thought it was okay, but it just I could tell it wasn't real.
Yeah,
and it bothered.
They need to do a better job of. It's the life after lockup
the
situation.
Curse.
Happily ever after. It's not.
It's not
you know,
the same. You're right. It's like I think there has to be a limit on how long you follow anyone on reality TV.
There's no reason for it.
I really think
couples.
There should be term limits for people where it's like, if you're on 3 years, you're done. Like Lacey and Shane, you know what I mean? It's just like, None of that is needed.
That was probably the most real one out of it all, too.
Yeah, her talking to him in the bathroom and like his
where she loves to be, a dirty beach bathroom. There's nothing dirtier than a beach bathroom, and she's in there just chit chatting. I wouldn't
literally
even breathe.
The dirtiest beach bathroom is like you gotta hover. It's not. It's a situation.
And Shane and her get in one little fight, and she runs in there. Can't we just talk about it? That's such a ho thing. Can't we just get together and talk about it?
Just like, let's see each other in person. She, Lacey bothered.
Poor Summer.
She seems drunk as hell at the beach.
She seemed fucked up in like, that bathroom.
Very drunk.
Yeah.
Like, all of it seemed like a drunk situation. Like, she decided to call him drunk. You know what I mean? Like, it was not. Yeah, I don't
know. She was in the bathroom for 20 minutes. The baby's just sunburned. Looks like the mom on the Cameron Diaz movie. The
baby in full sun. I feel like once you have kids,
I'm surprised
your kids
are alive
at the beach.
It's oh, like yeah.
Crucial.
After you hit our age, too.
Right. That, too. I did like her dad saying, if you lay on your ass, you ain't getting nothing. But if you get up and you get in the fight, he's really trying.
He's going to be the next LuLaRoe person giving advice.
The next motivational speaker.
I mean, there's really not much that happened in that scene. Shane, I don't have a job. Your job is screwing his daughter on film. Let's get real here.
Literally. I think the dad is just trying to set him straight because he doesn't want to deal with this yet again.
He's desperate. Yeah.
Yeah. Like enough is enough. He just doesn't want to do it.
He knows that she's going to be out getting prison dick and he's going to watch the kids all night.
Exactly.
It's a nightmare he's in. I mean, he's did a shitty job parenting and him and his Bud Light now have to deal with it.
The animals are coming back to roost, as they say.
She's an animal.
What do they say? Chickens.
The chickens are coming. I'm going to claw his eyes out. I love the dad, but it's just sad. I don't want drug addict John around my baby Summer.
No. Oh, this is random.
Get over it.
But it happened right before we started filming. Do you go to Sprouts, the store Sprouts?
I do, but I'm a real habitual like name brand person.
I know you are. You're like an Albertsons.
Yeah.
So I went to Sprouts
today.
Sprouts,
and though.
They have like the bulk candy or whatever.
Yeah.
So I got some of the gummy bears and I tried to eat a couple before I came up here. So there were two options. There was the 5 flavor and the 9 flavor. And I was like, oh, the 9.
5 flavor and 9 flavor.
Right. So I went for the 9 flavor thinking like, oh, the diversity of flavors will be nice. Fucking weird flavors. Like there's a spearmint one and then there's a cinnamon one. And
oh,
so I'm eating like a cinnamon and a watermelon together. It's like, oh, this is disgusting. So it's not a good
nasty
combo. Yeah,
I was picturing it all blended together. Oh. Like that makes sense.
Like
duh.
Raspberry, mango, strawberry.
I was in Sprouts and he told me Kobe died on weird. Oddly, we have a beautiful Sprouts near us, but I always need something. I need a Sprouts and a regular grocery store combined.
Right. Yeah,
I love it. But
I got to say their produce is well priced. But yeah, I would not recommend.
They have better meat. They have probably better everything.
Yeah, maybe. All right, back to it.
Yeah.
Nicole and Deontay.
Cleaner.
What'd you think of her job interview?
I think it's hilarious. Well, here's another thing. They obviously know she's coming in. She's an ex-con. She's on Life After Lockup.
Right.
I mean, I did appreciate the lady's eyes pop out of her head fakely, but.
I loved her being like, the interview couldn't have gone better. It's in the bag. And then Tia,
that's
me.
I can't get a job. Yeah. She belongs at a tanning salon and she'll let somebody, you know, she will set the timer wrong while she's in the back.
Are people still
Lacey's licking her asshole
to tanning salons?
I don't know. I'm sure where I'm from. Yeah. I mean, people, I guess, were tanning salons a big thing when you were 15? In California?
15, but like I feel like in college
ever?
A lot of people went to tanning salons.
Did they up in Santa Barbara?
Yeah.
Because you're in school and you don't have time to tan outside?
Yeah, I don't know. People were just into the fake tan.
When I was in high school, I mean, my dad even was like a Cosmo Kramer, had the little goggles, I remember, in our car. And I mean, it was nice when it's 10 degrees out to go sit in a tanning bed, but it's so bad for you. And it always scared
terrible.
Me.
Terrible. Right. No, it's
like
terrible.
The glass is going to fall off and burn you. My cousin went to a gym. She got so tan where it was free with the gym membership.
Oh,
so every time
yep.
she'd go to the gym, she's tanning.
Yep.
I mean, I'm surprised she doesn't have cancer, honestly.
Oh, well, it could be common. That's the shitty thing about these tanning beds. It's like literally like you're just under the rays, like
in your eyes and like even watching a reality show where they tape someone in a tanning salon.
Oh, yeah.
Away, like, it seems like it's coming through the TV. And it's always such a there's like hairdressers, you know, once you get one, they're nice, but they are intimidating. A hairdresser will like cut you with their tongue, you know, but a tanning girl salon, man, I think they probably give the best blowjobs. They probably are the bitchiest girlfriends, but they can get a man and keep them or something, you know, woman who's working a tanning salon.
Yeah.
She's feisty.
Okay. She's a Nicole.
Scary, you know? Yeah, Nicole, but she's
that I believed
a holic
right of this episode was when Deontay, because we interviewed him and had to suffer through a 20-minute story,
I believe that
about his ex. I think that is why
they
still
cut that down properly. That's professionals right there. Yes.
You know what I mean? Like I believe that's why he continues to talk to her, because like he is afraid she's gonna die and like he's gonna be left.
Nicole doesn't give a shit about you in that way.
No, it's not. And I thought that was, I actually, when Derek was like, what good memories do you have with Nicole? Not when she was in jail. It's like, exactly, like
nothing.
Sounds like he actually was with this other girl that died, like not,
they had a real relationship,
right?
Yeah.
And this is not a real,
she wasn't a Nicole.
Exactly.
Nicole's gonna live forever like a fucking cockroach.
She is.
She's not dying.
I loved when he was like, described Tia as like a Machine Gun Kelly Post Malone.
For Tia. So Tia comes from money. It doesn't matter. You can be broke or you can be rich.
Love Tia.
And you end up in prison.
I just love Tia. Like, let's just give him a call. You know, what is, who wants to work in a fucking tanning salon? It's like, you know what, Tia, go for it.
Good for it, Tia. I mean, Deontay, I feel bad for him, but he needs to listen to his friend. I know working people like that. LuLaRoe in his ass.
Yes.
He's signing up for LuLaRoe. Deontay is your next LuLaRoe consultant.
Absolutely.
Get in the package.
Literally, life after lockup and LuLaRoe should be hand in hand.
Oh,
I feel like that goes like
Nicole
Anissa,
could get him to sign up.
All of these people would be doing LuLaRoe. 100%.
Oh my God.
So funny.
And Tia, though, there is something funny about her. I don't know.
Tia. I don't know why. She's
high
a vibe to me.
Yeah, I know.
Like, she's got big dick energy.
She does.
And, like,
she doesn't care.
No, she doesn't give a fuck. And she really comes across like she knows she's the shit. I appreciate it. I really do.
I need some of that. Yeah. Nicole, and she's running Nicole's ship.
Yeah,
and she's got Nicole under her thumb. Nicole's scared of her.
And Deontay.
Here's some coffee. It's cold out. Oh, thanks, Tia. She's hilarious.
I love her. I don't think you need the job. You know, just call Deontay. Who gives a fuck?
No one should be working for $7 an hour these days. I'm sorry.
Seriously.
Especially when you're getting the raise in that room. It's probably,
I love like what'd you get arrested for? Oh, burglary, but your place is safe.
That was real. It was pretty good, I guess.
Yeah. Robbery, man.
That's, do they give them COVID tests? And that's why, or is it just the world that we live in that it's either, you know, some places,
you know,
people,
what's been very
mask.
Surprising to me, Vegas is extremely mask compliant, like
really?
Way more than California.
They
by
went through
far.
A big scare.
Yeah, like here,
right?
It's every
Vegas
place
is.
You go in, you're in a mask. It's required.
That's great.
Everybody's doing it. People are in parking
California
lots wearing masks.
Is really 50-50.
It is
maybe
50-50.
Even 60-40.
I was there for
a
month. I barely saw people in masks.
Yeah. Tyler's like, I was in the grocery store. Saw the grocery store worker. He sneezed like 6 times and wiped his hand and put the groceries away. No mask.
Oh,
like,
God. Nightmare.
I hear a coughing anywhere. I'm like, my head flies around. I hope I get over this someday. You know, I look around. Nobody else gives a shit.
Right.
Don't I wish cough I could live like that. I've stopped watching the news, though, except for that big story about
the missing chick.
Yeah. That guy should go to fucking, I mean, I know he's missing now, but how do you just not say anything?
Oh, because he killed her. That's what
right,
I think
but
happened.
Who, I mean, you don't come up with anything.
I know.
Like I left her on
left?
The side of the road.
Right,
I mean, you
right.
probably could get away with that. They're never going to find her.
They will.
There's so much ground to cover.
Yeah. Crazy.
Poor thing. I hope she's alive like that lady in Hawaii.
Who? I don't pay attention to these stories.
A while back, there was a lady that went on a hike and she went the wrong way and she was found alive.
God, my nightmare. That happened to my parents when they were hiking, and they did those like hikes for days in Europe.
Wow.
And the first email I got from my mom, she was like, well, you know, today we walked 12 miles in the wrong direction, but we had fun. It's like, the fuck?
That but we had fun. I'd be killing Tyler.
Yeah, I would literally be cussing him out.
You're alive and your parents are off hiking. Good for them.
I'm alive. What do you mean?
I mean, like I thought this was 20 years three ago? Children. Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. They still do it. Good All right. Ray and Brittany. Oh, God.
Hers is real, too, which is sickening.
I
love hater, but
no, I mean, I hated her in the scene where she's shopping, because the way she's talking about Ray's paycheck, like he deserves to buy her all these things when
like
she's
share
saddled. Right. Like he's saddled with debt. And then I really felt for Ray when he looked at his check and was like, what the fuck? Because that is anytime I start a new job and I get paid, I'm like, the fuck is this? It's a travesty.
It's a slap in the face.
It really is.
$200, you think?
More, I think. Probably.
I mean, like, is that all is he bringing home?
Oh, right. I don't know. But I did like her little pasta demo. Let me finish my lesson.
Yeah, that would drive me crazy. That would make me like flip a table like Teresa.
Well, you
could
tell.
I fucking get it. I see the check here.
I know.
And he did lose it. But she was trying, I guess. She did say some of the right things.
I thought he had a great point, which is like, you want to talk about family planning and engagement. Look at this paycheck. You know, like I got his frustration for sure. Cause if you go from being in a legal business where you're raking in cash to like being a part of the government and the man, it's a very different scene.
And then it bothers me, like, shut up about your mom. No one gives a shit about your mom meeting Ray. That's not his number one priority in
life. I know. I thought this.
Give
same.
A shit about a ring. Stop saying a ring. If you want to be married to someone, there's millions of people to get married without a fucking ring. Like, so a true. Ring. Get a life. Stop saying stuff like that.
Well, she has like a fantasy of what their relationship is going to be.
Yeah.
Like, she needs to shift to reality, which is, I actually think Ray is a really decent dude. No, I don't think so either. But like, he's not a bad guy.
No,
you know?
he's
one of the few that's just trying to make it happen. And if she would shut the fuck up about weddings and babies, he could actually maybe feel good about like having a real job. You know, it's the pressure. I think
I like him too. I think he seems like he's trying hard.
Yeah, he really is. I don't want him to get discouraged. Keep it up.
Don't stress him out about your mom.
That's what I'm saying. Like, don't in general
stop.
For the first year someone's out of prison, you should just be supportive. Straight up. I'm here for you. Go get it. Pay off what you can. I got you. You're out shopping, spending hundreds of dollars. You could support him a little bit while he gets his feet.
Coming in with
him.
The bags. What's in the bags? What do you need? You don't need any of this. I would set it on fire if I was him.
That's aggressive.
God. Hey,
Paul.
I mean, I would. It's like, we're in this together. Well, give me that money.
Right. Oh, God.
No, in this world, all us women want to be equal, and nobody would spout off if a man was paying the restitution for a woman. Sorry.
John and Christiana, shall we?
Oh, I forgot about them. Depression Central.
Very depressing.
Next up, freaking.
I really feel for Christiana, because addiction is just such a motherfucker. And like, to see that when she said her 20-year-old son had never seen her sober, and like, it's
so depressing.
Sad.
I can't
so
handle
depressing.
It.
I know. And the son,
he looked like a nice little boy.
He did. And she's like, you want to come to the wedding? He's like, I haven't seen you really. Like, I give him props for being like, I've barely seen you. I don't feel comfortable with that. Like, I don't know.
I'll watch it on TV. I'll send you a hairbrush. Hold on.
What are they? Meghan Markle and Harry getting married?
I mean, I'd love after lockup.
Oh.
Did they mention who he's with?
Who's with?
Who's raising him?
Oh, the dad. She said the dad took custody.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
He looked very normal. He should just stay. I'm sorry, but she needs to be sober for a while.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I don't think she's going to be.
No, and I feel like
maybe with John she might, but
sober John. I love her, like, I'm gonna go for a walk, like walking out to that park where she meets all the sketchy people. It's just like, oh God. Listen, I'd like her to stay sober, but I don't know.
I do too. There's something odd about her that you just don't really know what she's thinking.
Yeah. could be the eyebrows distracting. Yeah, what's going on?
I don't understand what the fuck's going on with those things. It looks like
are
a
they
cartoon.
A bad what's it called, like where they do the tattoo on your eyebrows, what's that called? You know what I'm talking about?
Threading.
Yeah, microblading or something.
Microblading.
Like, did she get a bad job, or is that like how she's drawing them? Like, what's going on?
No, I have no clue. It looks like eyeliner.
Yeah, it looks. It really looks like, you remember there was a vibe. I don't know if you saw this, but like in middle school, a lot of people do that to their eyebrows. Like, they'd be super thin.
Oh really God, dark. Yeah. That's yeah, mine like are it. Still fucked up. Look at that. Mine are super thin from plucking them.
Yeah.
Wish my vagina would be like that. That still grows back.
Nice.
I know. Mm. I got real pale eyebrows, and I still have eyebrows that do grow on, but it will never look like, you know, Lauren Conrad.
Right, right. Oh, she have good eyebrows?
I feel like she's got a good thick eyebrow, and she didn't give in. Mm-hmm. I'm albino town over here with, I don't know, maybe that's a derogatory term, but I have really... I have blonde, who knows, you know, I don't know. I got blonde. I sound like I'm on Cruel Intentions. I got blonde eyelashes, blonde eyebrows, but.
Those eyebrows she's got going on are so intense.
It is. When I've had my makeup done and they do fill it in, I do appreciate that. I'm just never going to do it myself, probably.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you have anything else to say on Brittany and Marcelino?
Oh, Brittany and Marcelino can go fuck themselves with that store, with that scene. It was like it was I feel like if it was Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's movie I didn't watch. It was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous. I do have to say though, I think Brittany and that chick have real, there's like a sexual
there's
vibe
a chemistry
between, yes,
there is
a chemistry that I don't see with her when she's sitting next to Marcelina.
I'm sorry if this is a very vulgar episode, but I can picture Brittany just finger blasting the shit out of her. Oh, okay. You know, like in the girl
like
standing
you say
up
finger
against
blasting.
The prison wall, not fingering like in a small way, like she's really getting a whole fist up there, you know, almost to a fist form.
That's
you nice. Asked for my thoughts. That's what I picture. I feel like Brittany misses it and she would love to have a threesome, you know?
Yeah, no, I
but
I got
Marcelino
the same
doesn't want to.
Right. Exactly.
Because Marcelino, it's usually the man, the woman's worried the man's mm-hmm. going to leave. Mm-hmm. She's, you know.
Yep. Exactly.
And the way she said, I don't know if Marcelino would like that. Oh, I don't mind flirting with you and this and that. Like, mm-hmm. be careful, Brittany. Don't break up America's family here, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
I would be really upset. It seemed like she would have sex with her.
No, it did. I got the same vibe. I was like, they are sitting too close together in that pool.
Marcelino is like very macho, but if we think of all the things that Brittany's done, he's really, mm-hmm. he is a sucker for her.
I did love, did you notice his handkerchief pants he had going on? Like bandana pants?
Didn't.
Oh, he was wearing like a bandana print pants.
Nice.
It's a whole situation.
I love Marcelino. And, you know, you can tell you've really made it in this world when you have a huge front door.
Yeah.
And he seems like he's tall, like a taller guy, probably at least 6 foot something. That door was like pretty big.
Man, our house has very tall doors now, and it makes you, it really makes you feel like you're a freaking Rockefeller. It's like, man,
yes,
these tall doors.
That's the life.
Yeah. Tall doors is where it's at for sure.
Yeah, it really is. And they're not cheap. A door is not cheap.
No.
God. You know, just him leaving and her saying, her on the couch is what gave it away for me.
Yes.
Where it started with the girl saying the thing.
Yes,
that was
exactly
a whole acting
as she
scene.
Was walking out, and then him being like, what is she talking about? Yeah, I all of that seems suspect.
That's when
Annie happened to come in right at the end, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
she's no snitch. She's in prison. She knows how to keep her mouth shut.
Exactly. That's a great point. She's not a snitch. Yep.
Yeah. I do like their friendship and
the chemistry.
I think after us talking to them, their relation, it's any fight that they have, we just know is bullshit because they really have a very solid relationship.
They do 100%. I couldn't agree more. They definitely are like solid. I got that.
We pretty much
the way they looked at
them.
Each other. Yeah.
Yeah. And their chemistry.
Yes. 100%.
It's true love.
Yeah. I agree. All right, guys.
Marcelino.
I do too. Guess what? We'll be back.
I love Brittany. Nothing against Brittany. I love them.
No, me either. Yeah, but it was fake as hell.
It's time to go.
Seen enough. All right. Until next week, guys. We'll be back.
We love you, baby.
Love you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.